With us this morning is Dr. Christopher Cook, who is Associate Professor of Music at Drury University. He is the director of the music director of the Springfield Drury Civic Orchestra, as well as director of the Orchestra and Wind Symphony programs at Drury. And he's going to stretch himself even more thinly now because he has just been appointed music director of Springfield Regional Opera. So I wanted to have you in to talk a little bit about what your duties are going to be with SRO and what you hope to accomplish with them.
I am the music director, and my purview will be essentially conducting the orchestra and ensuring that there is an orchestra and handling really the artistic side of the instrumental portion of any opera. And I'll be working alongside the artistic director, someone who has not yet been announced but will be shortly, as Michael Spires, who is, of course, a Springfield area native but is an internationally known opera performer. And he will be the person who is handling kind of the stage side of things and working with singers and bringing in guest directors.
And having somebody like that who has a thriving international career actually should be a boon to casting and other things, as far, like you say, as far as bringing in stage directors and things. What at this point, do you anticipate your job being in terms of repertoire selection every season, that sort of thing?
Right now, it's very much a collaborative process. And we are actually working on a five-year plan of repertoire that will both include, you know, some of the classic opera works that we all love, as well as some perhaps newer and more challenging works. We're also excited about the idea of doing chamber opera, using a small orchestra, but it being a much more intimate kind of setting. And that includes things that were composed yesterday all the way back to Monteverdi. So there's a huge amount of possibility there.
And there's been a lot of speculation after SRO had to cancel their production, their second production of the season, their big production of Street Scene this past season, basically as far as what's going on over there, what's happening. And they're trying to, instead of letting things squeeze out piecemeal, they're going to do a big rollout next fall.
Yes. Essentially, the organization is truly reinventing itself. And, you know, I like to use the expression SRO 2.0. It's SRO, but it's using a completely different administrative and structural framework for its existence.
Which it needed, really. And in particular, it's been very difficult for the organization to raise the funds that they needed. There are very few artistic things you can do just on ticket sales alone, but opera in particular, being such an expensive art form to produce, it's impossible. Fundraising has been a major concern for SRO for a number of years.
And I think one of the things that the organization is definitely doing, and it's something that I am certainly a part of, Michael's a part of, and all of the members of the board, is structuring the kind of seasons that are both enriching but also practical. And there are a lot of elements that have to come together. First is doing the kind of operas that you can do with smaller forces, unless we were performing in Hammonds and could have a 50 or 60 piece orchestra, that would be one thing. But, you know, first of all, selecting works that really work in a smaller setting,
and like a Fox or a Gilloy's,
exactly. Yeah. And again, this is all it's unofficial, but plans are in the works for our spring production to be Mozart's Marriage of Figaro, which is a perfect piece for us. It's one of the sometimes called the perfect opera. It's, you know, a phenomenal work and perfect for us and for Springfield. And it's exactly the kind of work that engages all the forces that we have available to us. And then really just continuing, you know, one of the things that I'm most proud of in my work with the Civic Orchestra is just creating a collaborative artistic environment. You know, their Civic comprises professionals, students, educators drawn from every arts organization in the
region. And amateurs in the best sense.
And amateurs in the best sense of the word. Yeah. And, you know, we're highly supportive of the Springfield Symphony and all of our sister arts organizations. And that's exactly the model that I believe all arts organizations need to follow, a collaborative,
absolutely,
interactive.
Yep.
And
you're all in it together.
We're all in it together. And SRO 2.0 is going to reflect that kind of thinking as well. And, you know, you're absolutely right. Opera is, sometimes to my students, I will say, you know, opera is the single greatest spectacle ever devised by humanity before, you know, before digital technology.
Right, exactly.
And it really still is in some ways. And it can be very expensive, but it doesn't always have to be. And it's also incredibly appealing. And with a right consortium of forces, then it becomes something that is actually quite sustainable. And the new
it just needs to be done the right way.
It does. Mm-hmm. And the money, you know, our absolute priority is putting the money into artistic integrity, not spending a great deal of money on things that would be nice but are not really crucial to artistic integrity.
Right.
And, you know, the more money we generate, the broader our scope can be. But financial sustainability is one of the absolute central tenets.
Now, starting the season on October 3rd will be a gala evening at the opera. That'll be at Drury Clara Thompson Hall, Saturday, October the 3rd, to celebrate 35 years of opera in Springfield, of an opera company in Springfield, and featuring past and present participants in the company, both local and international.
Yes, and that event will truly kick off our new season and is also a chance—
And to reboot, you might say.
And to reboot, exactly.
Yeah.
It will be a celebration of what the opera has accomplished and also, I think, a foreshadowing of what it will. And one important element there is that event will be a collaboration between the Opera Orchestra and the Springfield Drury Civic Orchestra, which is now a semi-professional group. So it is a professional event, but we are using forces from essentially the entire community. And that event will really showcase both some of the planned up-and-coming work. Some of the arias will be taken from works that are in our 3 to 5 year plan. Others will be a variety of music that is still kind of under development, and a few secret surprises as well.
Well, that's coming up in October, and then in the spring of 2016, Mozart's Marriage of Figaro. So Springfield Regional Opera 2.0 is underway.
Absolutely.
With a new crew, including Christopher Cook. Dr. Christopher Cook is now is the music director of SRO, as well as Springfield Drury Civic Orchestra. In addition to your duties at the Drury University Music Department, I thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be here.